Well, it's exactly now 4 minutes to 5 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Remember, if you have any questions, please do send us the questions on 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Well, I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 22nd of Safar 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatun Honorable Ustad. Ustad, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Safar 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we continue with Suratul Hajj, chapter number 22 and verses number 65 and 66. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants we must wonder, ponder and reflect in the creation, and then we will realize who the creator is beyond our perception and comprehension. Hence this is another example, chapter 22 verses 65 and 66. Alam tara, O human being, don't you see and don't you know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that verily Almighty Allah has made subservient for your benefit, that lam there, lakum, for your benefit, He made subservient for you, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is on this land, sand on the earth, the sun, the moon, the clouds, the rain, and the flora, the fauna, everything is for your benefit, because you, O human being, you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, wonder and ponder in the creation of Almighty Allah. Do not wonder and ponder and reflect in the Creator. Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, God, capital G, is beyond our comprehension and perception. وَالْفُلْكَ, and the boats and the ships. Now you take 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin and you throw it in the river, in the dam, in the ocean, you know it will go down. So what is common sense? When something is so light and it goes down, then the passenger liners, the cargo ships, when they're going from city to city, country to country, continent to continent, they also supposed to go down according to the laws of logic, but Islam is supra-logical. Almighty Allah shows us the manifestation of His power. وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي Bahri bi amri, and the boats and the ships, tajri, they are gliding, they are moving, fil bahri, in the ocean. So how come something so heavy, tons and tons, and it's going from one place to another? So it is on the move and gliding in the ocean with His command. How He makes the sun rise and the sun set, how He sends the rain when He wants to, so He makes the boats and the ship move with His command. Wa yumsiku sama أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. And who withholds, remember the sky. Look up. Million, billion, zillion kilos. Who knows how many it is? Remember that today no one can put up a simple building also without a pillar. So you see the whole sky and the firmaments, that the planes are going from place to place, and there are no pillars, there are no columns and so forth. وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ, and Almighty Allah upholds the sky, the firmaments. أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, so it does not fall and collapse on the earth. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, except with His command all is happening. But all this is temporary. One day all this will fall apart and they'll come down crashing to pieces. Almighty Allah gives us examples, the micro, and you see some places there are hurricane, you see some places there are floods, some places there are tsunamis and so forth. So that will happen, but for the meantime Almighty Allah is showing us He is in charge, in control of the entire universe. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ, verily Almighty Allah for humanity, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult, child, لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ, is very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ, He gave you life. We are living, now you're listening, and you are in Durban, you are in Hong Kong, you are in America, Europe, wherever. So وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ, He gave you life. ثُمَّ, thereafter, 30, 50, 100 years, ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ, then He will give you death. So you will die, I will die, all of us will pass away. And then ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, then the resurrection will take place. All of us will be brought to divine justice, to the divine court. We will have to answer for our deeds, for our actions, and whatever else we did from the time we became mature and attained the age of puberty. But who is human being? Who is human being? Innal insana lakafur. Verily, already one emphasis. This human being, this masterpiece, Muslim, non-Muslim, all, lakafur, majority of them are who? Lakafur. Surely, surely, very, very ungrateful, unthankful. So why are we so ungrateful, unthankful? That also Almighty Allah has mentioned in chapter number 100 and verse 6, 7, and 8. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukar hai. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to his sustainer, nourisher, provider. Lakanood. Same meaning to lakafoor. Very, very ungrateful, unthankful. Does he know? Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. He bears testimony to it. And what is the reason and the cause for this ingratitude, unthankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, this human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth of his. So when the heart is saturated with the love of materialism and wealth and assets, then there's hardly any place left there to believe in the oneness, majesty, greatness of Almighty Allah, to worship Him alone and remember to be grateful, thankful to Him. So that is the root cause as enshrined in the noble Quran. Today, there are several very important news items. Number one, I'm addressing you, the Muslims of South Africa especially. Today, in Bloemfontein, in the appeals court, remember that there was a judgment against the Muslims previously regarding calling out of the Adhan in Ispingo Beach. So today, there will be a hearing in the appeals court there in Bloemfontein. First, to all of you, give out charity, make special dua. Almighty Allah gives the verdict and makes the verdict in our favor. So that's number one. Number two, you, my brothers in Bloemfontein and in Free State surrounding, whether you are in Welkom or whether you are in other parts and so forth, Kroonstad and wherever else. So if you can go there, pack the court, you, the Muslim brothers and your sisters, you stay at home, read Salat, give out charity, read Surah Yasin. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make it it easy for us. Remember, this can impact on the Adhan in the whole of South Africa. Allah, make it easy for all of us in this beautiful country of ours. Number two, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes, and He, Almighty Allah, disgraces whomsoever He wishes. He is one of the richest men in the world today, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. But you see, when you lock up and imprison the ulama, the pious people, and the great, great scholars, so Almighty Allah humiliates you, ala ru'usil ashhad, in front of the whole world. So today the queen will be buried, the heads of state are there, over 100 countries or what have you. So remember, MBS cannot attend. Why cannot attend? Because there will be so many demonstrations, processions, and so forth against him, that he is the murderer of Jamal Khashoggi. He is the one who murdered thousands of people, innocent people in Yemen, and then the human rights record of Saudi Arabia. Just take this example. These are Saudis we are speaking about. Me and you foreigners, they count us as non-entities. So this brother right there in Makkah, according to the reports we received, he complained, he made a video that there's a nightclub next to me, and in the weekends, day and night, is so much noise, and I have 3 daughters. How must I bring them up when you allowing this? Is this your Ishreen wa Salaseen, your vision for 2030, that alcohol must flow there in Niom, and you must have all these haram nightclubs and so forth, dancing, then there'll be wine, dine and swine, and all that will follow eventually. So what the humiliation. And write this in the haram according to the news. So remember, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُزِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When a person, a nation, remember, whoever it is, they make intention of deviation and oppression in the haram, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah constitutes the haram, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We punish him with a terrible, horrible, painful punishment. How humiliated this grace. Just like the apartheid, the rogue terrorist regime of Israel, they send their ambassador there to Chile. The President Gabriel, we salute you of Chile. You did well. Ismail in Santiago, you listening to me, my brother? He was a Jew. He embraced Islam. We say Ismail. He says Ismail. So we got no problem with that. So remember that. So that when President Gabriel realized that again they murdered and killed one Palestinian, he is very, very much in favor of Palestine. So he told that ambassador, go from here. He was there already. I am not accepting your credentials. That is how Almighty Allah curses them and punishes them till the day of justice. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, inshallahul aziz, will be the interview with Mozaid Khan. Today we discuss Kenya, Nairobi, Mombasa, all those places. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah. 2 to 2:30, our trip to Durban. And 8 to 10, inshallah, the live Q&A with Mona Arafat Hatia, inshallah aziz.
I've got anonymous Ma Ustad. She says that we're now going to load shedding 6, 7, 8. Can Mufti AK lawyers not do anything? We are fed up. Anonymous Ma Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We all are fed up. You must remember that we all experiencing it. There's no one can say, yes, the parliamentarians, the MPs, the Mufatiyas, you must remember that they are the big wigs. For them, the special laws, they stay in the area where they don't have load shedding. So therefore, all of you in favor of ANC, you should look at it now. I told you 1,000 times, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. Yesterday, I went here to the supermarket, my wife wanted something, and I just looked at the headlines of the different newspapers. Mm. There were 3-4 different newspapers. So one of them had headline, Eskom admits they cannot deliver the electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but they want a 30% increase in their wages. So this is what our South Africa is. Every minister should hang his head in shame, remember. ANC is worse than apartheid. Let me make that very clear to you. That is my opinion. They have destroyed South Africa. And remember, therefore, I told you 100 times, I never ever voted for them and will never ever vote for them because they're a disgrace, you must remember. Going to America with a cap in hand. Going to Britain with a, you know, begging bowl. So what you expect, you must remember. 27 ministers, 27 deputy ministers. Then you hear they have director generals. Half of them just sit on their laurels and think of Hardy. If you fire half of them, three quarter of them, and you bring your cabinet down, and then you can see that we will have a lot of problems solved and so forth. But you, the public, you know, masses are asses. So therefore, they keep on voting. So that is where the problem lies. Wa ilallah al-mushtaka. We complain to Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Yesterday, last night, Muslims asked me, we fed up, we want to go to Canada, we want to go to New Zealand, we want to go to Australia. I told them, see, you might be protected, but your children, you will lose them. I can give you examples. How many Muslims went and their children are already married to non-Muslims? Their children are non-Muslims. So what good is it? Rather, you stay here. The government is failing us, but when you draw a comparison, we are one of the most fortunate people. Allah make it easy for us. And we are also Muslims. We don't want to read Salat. We want to get on what our vices, our movies, and every haram thing almost. So think properly, action and reaction. Allah have mercy on us.
Haq, Ustaz. Ameen, ameen, tum ameen. I see Bruno says, I totally agree with you. I am not going to vote anybody for anyone. A.K. Ustad, Bruno.
Yes, don't vote for anyone. Or if you vote Bruno, you know there was a boxer, Bruno. And when, when we were very young, you know, I'm speaking about 50, 60 years ago now, then we were very much, you know, following Muhammad Ali. You know that. So, Bruno, you must box them. So if you don't vote, it's your democratic right. And if you vote, vote for the opposition. So that is what we will tell you. But I don't vote for ANC. I don't vote for DA, I don't vote for EFF. The other parties, I'll tell you, you vote for them. So that is my advice to you.
Well, that is a sister from Isipingo, and she says, please bring it to Mufti Saab's notice. She says that, can you believe it, Mufti Saab? Some Muslims are for it, astaghfirullah. Are they out of the fold of Islam? About the Azan, Isipingo Azan appeal case to start.
Remember that we can't say they're out of the fold of Islam. You are in Isipingo Beach, my sister, my brother. Let me give you a story. You all know my history and geography. My sister is married there, and I am married in Isipingo Beach, all that you'll know. So one day when I was there, and this thing just happened, you know, this court case, and the judgment was passed against the Muslims. So my nephew, Moana Ismail Karim, so it was Fajr time, you know. So I told him that drive there. Fajr time, or anyway, some namaz time it was. So I told him that let's go there to the house of the brother who lodged the complaint against the Adhan and so forth. So he took me there because I don't know the house exactly and so forth. So I wanted to meet that brother on a one-to-one basis. I would tell Ismail, you know, Ismail, you sit in the car and I'll go speak. But there was nobody there, or he didn't want to open and so forth. So anyway, there's water under the bridge. We can't do anything now. So what we should do is make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. One thing I will tell you, my sister, my brother, I'm speaking now of Lanesia, right? We have 50 mosques here and masajid here. And especially during Ramadan, we must be fair to everybody. Ramadan time, remember, I don't say all, but many of our muazzins, our callers to prayer, I think they have competition. You know, the iman is getting stronger. So I think that the decibels and the volume, they increase it. And sometimes you wonder that, is this done for show or is this done for competition and so forth? So sometimes we also are to blame when we go beyond the limits. I'm not speaking of Spingo Beach, I'm just speaking generally. So we must also live and let live. So anybody who is against the adhan and so forth, they won't be against the adhan, but maybe they're against the excessive volume that we have. You know, that's what I think. But still, whatever it is, we will not pass the ruling that they are non-Muslims. We will say that they are people who are sellouts or so forth and so on. But they are Muslims. Make dua for them.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says here from Senten Ustad, I would like to remain anonymous. What's your take, Mufti Sahib, if Muslims partake the funeral of Queen Elizabeth just to console the family, Ustad?
Remember that they are totally haram. Our constitution is Quran Sharif. Our constitution is the teaching, preaching of all of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in his actions and speech Mubarak. So you, my brother, sister, Senten, you go to chapter 9, verse number 84. Chapter 9, verse 84. So you read now, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You cannot go and pray for them, the non-Muslims. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't go by their grave and their coffin and all these things. Totally, absolutely haram. And if a Muslim says it's permissible, he's out of the fold of Islam. Yesterday or day before yesterday, one of the crazy MPs there in Britain, a bootlicker who wants to lick the British government and King Charles and so forth, he goes there and he makes sajda to the coffin. Remember, he's out of the fold of Islam. And you can quote that fatwa of mine anywhere in the world. And the children there in madrasa, in school, and in the mosque are standing up and saying that the queen is going to heaven and Allah, God bless the king. All this year to say the queen is going to heaven, straight away the person is out of the fold of Islam. What are you teaching your children there? So that is why we must not get absorbed and absorbed into the Western community. The name is Bilal and you start thinking like Bali. Your name is Maryam and you think like Mary. So let me tell you about this queen. Let me tell you about the British Empire, a few things which you don't know, Mr. Mrs. Senten and everybody else. One, do you know the British Empire looted from India alone $45 trillion? I sent out the message yesterday on all the groups and Telegram and so forth. They looted them. When the British Empire and them came there in the 17th century, remember that 27% of the world GDP would come from India. Remember this. That is one India. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, and you must remember your Sri Lanka, all that was India. And when they left, 90% plus of the people were in poverty and so forth. They say, no, the British Empire were benign. You must remember what they say, empire. Benign means to be very kind and compassionate. Is this kind and compassionate? They are Churchill, Winston Churchill, who they call Sir Winston Churchill. He's responsible for the murder of minimum 3 million people in India. He said, I hate the Indians and they breed like rabbits and so forth. It's all documented. And remember that some people said it went to 15 million. The massacre committed in Amritsar. I've been to all these places, Amritsar and all these places. So Amritsar is the headquarters of the Sikhs. So remember, in cold blood, they murdered them. You must remember, premeditated murder. More than 300 of the Sikhs were killed. They were unarmed, they were praying, and these whiteys came and murdered them. And you want to come tell me you want to offer them condolences? Are you crazy in your head or what? They are cold-blooded murderers. They are the one responsible for giving Palestine to the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Our enemy and the enemy of humanity. Totally haram. We agree with the EFF on this issue, yeah, that the British Empire and the British government, remember, are colonizers, imperialists, and murderers when you study their history.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. I see I've got Brother Bradley. He says, I listen to your show every morning, sir, but your Quran is precise. I have read the English version, But Muslims say that I must bat before reading it every time. Why is this so? It's just a book. Bradley, Ustad.
My brother Bradley, thank you. We thank all of you non-Muslims. I told you this program is meant for you and there's nothing censored. Whatever you want to say, you speak. Don't fear, without fear and favor, that you don't have to apologize, nothing. Remember that. You speak whatever you want to, inshallah, Allah willing, God willing, we will respond to you. To you, my brother Bradley, I want you to make a note of this, right? You go online, Mr. Google, Mrs. Google, whatever, and go to this here Quran, Q-U-R-A-A-N, made easy. Quran made easy, Q-U-R-A-A-N, made easy. And it is in two volumes, the copy I have in front of me. And you will see the person's name there is Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussein. Just like my spelling, H-O-O-S-E-N. He passed away, Allah grant him, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant his family also, Sabre Jameel. Ameen. So it's one of the best ones for you and for people who want to see what is, you know, is written very easily and so forth to read. And it is reader friendly and so forth. So that's number one. Number two, my brother Bradley, this is not an ordinary book. It is not a novel. It is not written by men and something, meaning it is the direct message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not compiled and authored by any human being. So therefore I can't touch the noble Quran without wudu and being clean. Almighty Allah has mentioned. So I want you, my brother Bradley, you should go to this verse, chapter number 56 of the noble Quran. You got it? Chapter 56 and verse 79. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. None should touch it except you must be clean and in the state of cleanliness. So you don't have to bath every time, but remember you must wash your hands, wash your face, everything properly. Although you are non-Muslims, meaning you must show reverence and respect to it. Not that you take it to the toilet or you just throw it anywhere and so forth. So show respect, like how I have 5-6 copies of the Bible. I won't just go through it anywhere. Although the Bible today is corrupted and they have so many different versions, that the versions are confused. But you must remember, we still show reverence and respect to it.
I've got Mr. Bishop here who studies. He says, hi AK, sorry, but I was banned to listen to you guys. But I need your prayers because I might be leaving South Africa. Ustad, Mr. Bishop.
Mr. Bishop, you know what happened, just to draw a parallel, that there was Shalom Shalom, and he was appointed by the Jews, right? Which Jews? South African Jews, Israeli Jews, he knows better. Then he admitted that he has been sent here to record me and send the information. Then he stopped. Then we had Jonah, and Jonah also spilled the beans that his guilty conscience couldn't get the better of him. His wife Talia came on air and said, pray for him. We're praying for him till now. And we're praying for you also, Mr. Bishop. You see, Mr. Bishop, you are not solving the problem. I'm speaking to you as a brother. I don't know you, and I don't even know your name, right? We call you Bishop, your title. So, Mr. Bishop, you're not solving the problem. You're running away from the problem. What are they telling you? If you listen to AK, then we are going to fire you, or we are going to transfer you. Now, what is your problem? Your problem is this, that if they fire me, where will I get my wages? Where will I get the perks? Where will I get the comfortable life? So that is the sacrifice you must make, Mr. Bishop, and see what our Creator, my Creator, your Creator teaches us. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you have the true piety, Allah will make a way out for you. He is the King of Kings. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He, Almighty Allah, will sustain you, nourish you from such avenues that you never ever anticipated and expected. Chapter 65, verses number 2 and 3. So that is my message to you, Mr. Bishop. Don't run away from the problem. Solve the problem and go to your church and tell them, from today, I'm announcing I'm a Muslim. You are not happy with it. I'm resigning. And my God, my Allah, one and only, not Jesus. Jesus is not Son of God. He's not God. He is a prophet and mighty messenger Creator of Almighty Allah. He will sustain me, nourish me, and you contact my brother Ibrahim Anderson, and inshallah, if you want the number, just send how you send the message, then Maulana Arafat will forward to you his number, and he will show you what to do in future. That is my message to you, Mr. Bishop. Don't run away. Your aim is to solve the problem, not to run away from the problem. We are praying for you, and again, you Muslims, I am urging you, appealing to you, begging you, please make special dua. Today, there's a big court, a case there at the appeal court in Bloemfontein regarding the adhan. Make dua, give out charity, read Surah Yasin, read 2 rakat Salatul Hajat. Allah Jalla Wala, let the verdict go in our favor.
Ameen. I see Mr. Bishop says he's afraid of giving you his name, but he's asking you, Ustad, will it be a good idea to go to Zimbabwe, Ustad?
I told you that you must stay in South Africa, and remember that running away, I don't believe, solves the problem. But if you want to go to Zimbabwe, it's fine. You know Zimbabwe, South Africa today. People come in and out like, you know, like Zimbabwe is one of South Africa's provinces. You know the corruption that goes on. I'm not promoting it, but I'm telling you what's really happening on the ground. So if you want to go to Zimbabwe, you come in and out and all that, that's your business, remember these things, yeah. But my aim to message to you, rather stay here and you proclaim the truth. But you want to go to Zimbabwe and then you want to become Muslim, we will give you all the contact details. We have our brothers there, sisters there for your family, and remember, they will assist you, inshallah. Last question.
Well, Ustad, I see Brother Bradley wants your cell number, Ustad Bradley.
Anybody wants my cell number, we don't hide anything. You want my cell number, WhatsApp number, don't phone, just send messages and kiss. You know kiss, Bradley? Keep it short and sweet, right? I don't like long, long messages. I got over 100 messages waiting for me. I just checked up before I came, and remember this, that so many people, is Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, Muslim, non-Muslim, asking questions locally, nationally, internationally. So my brother Bradley, write it down, 071-888-1184, 071-888-1184. So inshallah, you send me a WhatsApp, my brother Bradley. We transparent, my brother. Whatever you want. You want my email, akhusen, akhoosen @gmail.com. But nowadays, I prefer that you send me a WhatsApp. I just give you a voice message and I don't have to type and all that stories, you know. But anyway, whatever is easy for you.
One more, Ustad. I see Sister Renel says that bring it to AK's notice that the war is coming finally over of Russia, Ustad.
Remember, Ranel, I don't know which media you are reading and so forth and so on. You think Putin is such a naive politician? He's got the whole Europe cornered, you must remember. I gave you about India. We got a lot of problems with India. Remember that. You know, Muslims and Hindu problems, and now in Leicester as well. But leave that aside for the moment now. I'm telling you about India and Russia. Do you know, Ranel? I think you're a journalist. You should run with the story. They're cutting deals and making deals with rupees and rubles, R&R, rupees and rubles, you see. They all marginalizing the dollar. So now, the Mr. Dollar Man, so the Americans and their media are wobbling. You must remember that. Once the dollar is marginalized, America falls, Israel falls, the Arab Tanpot dictators all fall. He's got them cornered, so he will give them a taste. Let winter start and dance a li popper dance. Then you will see what will happen. What happens to your gas? What happens to your fuel? What happens? Did you read yesterday's breaking news? They said that Germany, the whole country, might fall apart because of all the crises they are following, my sister, they are experiencing. So my brother, my sister, Ranel, don't be the herd mentality. I hope you didn't take the vaccine. So you don't believe your mainstream. Always read alternative. Remember that. So that is where you will find the real news. He won't stop now. He'll stop after he finishes them up to a slide. Because why? You put sanctions on me, so I'm to fix you also up. That's how Putin operates. We pray for him. He becomes Muslim also. Assalamu alaikum.